From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the National News. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has underlined the importance of adequate infrastructure in efforts to support inclusive and sustainable development in Indonesia. During a webinar in Jakarta on Thursday, Minister Sri Mulyani said that issues related to the pandemic, climate change and digital technology bring up challenges in the way of inclusive and sustainable development. One of the solutions is infrastructure. The next challenge will be to obtain financing so that the provision of physical and social infrastructure for communication, education, and health can be fulfilled for the community. She also emphasized that through this effort, Indonesia can develop infrastructure that could create a digital business environment and make the economy grow more inclusively and sustainably. The Financial Services Authority, OJK, is driving digitalization in the operation of Bank Perkreditan Rakyat, or BPR, or secondary banks, in anticipation of the fast dynamics of digital service development. OJK Senior Executive Analyst Roberto Acuen said during a webinar on provision of banking service using a hybrid cloud in Jakarta on Thursday that the scope of digitalization carried out by BPRs covers information aggregators, complete products and service, increasing the ability to submit reports targeted daily from monthly or quarterly earlier. OJK noted that the number of micro-entrepreneurs in Indonesia has reached around 58.92 million, or around 98.68% of the total business players, and small business actors, or around 716,000, are still cash-based, so they are a target for the direction of digitalization. The Financial Services Authority, OJK, is formulating regulations on the establishment of digital banks, which include a minimum capital requirement of up to 10 trillion rupiah. Executive Director of Banking Research and Regulation at OJK, Anung Herlianto, said during an online press conference in Jakarta on Thursday that for the establishment of a new digital bank, the requirement is 10 trillion rupiah. Accompanied by digital bank requirements such as having the ability to manage prudent and sustainable bank business, protections of customer data. Meanwhile, Chief Executive of Banking Supervision at OJK, Heru Kristiana, said, "Regulations on digital banks are still being discussed." He said he hopes the draft of the regulation can be completed soon. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry said it is keen to support the waste management sector and help strengthen the implementation of circular economy in Indonesia. Director General of Waste Management at the Ministry, Rosafifin Ratnawati, at an online press conference of National Waste Awareness Day 2021, originating from Jakarta on Thursday, said that waste management has been one of the most resilient business sectors during the COVID-19 pandemic. For that reason, steps need to be taken to strengthen the sector as a supporting factor to Indonesia's economic growth, as well as to materialize the waste-to-resource principle through the implementation of a circular economy and use of waste as an energy source. With this aim, the government has adopted the theme Economic Raw Material Waste in the Time of Pandemic for 2021 Garbage Awareness Day, and is commemorating it with efforts to shift to waste management, which can make a real contribution to economic growth. Let's move on to the international news. The Biden administration will pledge $4 billion to a coronavirus vaccination program for poorer countries in hopes of prying loose bigger donation from the other government, U.S. officials said on Thursday. U.S. President Joe Biden will use his first meeting with leaders of Group of Seven advanced economies on Friday to announce an immediate $2 billion donation to the COVAX program co-led by the World Health Organization, WHO. COVAX aimed to ensure a fair supply of coronavirus vaccine around the world. The U.S. will provide the remaining $2 billion over the next 2 years as other nations fulfill and make their own pledge. COVAX aims to deliver at least 2 billion vaccine doses by the end of 2021 to cover 20% of the most vulnerable people in poor and middle-income countries. The program is at risk of failing, mainly due to a lack of funds. The U.S. official said the donation would not interfere with Biden's promise to have enough vaccine available for all Americans who want them by the end of July. Britain will challenge fellow G7 countries to help speed up the development of the future of vaccine to 100 days on Friday, when Prime Minister Boris Johnson hosts a virtual meeting of leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden. Johnson's Britain holds the presidency of the Group of Seven developed economies in 2021 and wants to use it to build momentum for a more coordinated approach to future pandemics, including the creation of a global health treaty. Johnson wants to seize on the change in U.S. leadership and the trail of destruction left by COVID-19 pandemic to put three items at the top of the global agenda: health, climate change, and a rebound which distributes economic benefits more fairly. He kicked off the agenda on Friday by promising to share surplus vaccine doses with developing countries and calling for help to develop vaccine more quickly. Opponents of Myanmar military coup welcome new sanction from Britain and Canada on Friday as protesters prepare to take to the street for what will mark 2 weeks of daily demonstration in the Southeast Asian country. Youth leader and activist Din Zara Shun Lei Yi applauded Britain's assets freezes and travel bans on three generals, as well as steps to stop any aid helping the military and to prevent British businesses working with the army. Canada said it will take action against 9 military officials. Junta leader Min Aung Hlaing was already under sanction from Western countries following the 2017 crackdown on the Muslim Rohingya minority. Mark Farmer, director of the Burma Campaign UK group, in a reaction to the sanctions said the sanctioning military leaders is largely symbolic, but the moves to sanction military companies will be much more effective. That was the news.
Oh,
In the midst of the world's hard efforts to get rid of COVID-19, those who cheat, sell fake vaccine, or even carry out blank immunization are very ironic. After the long-awaited vaccine to overcome COVID-19 was successfully mass-produced, it turns out that the weakness was the potential for fake vaccine to circulate. It was reported that there were Chinese citizens who produced fake vaccine late last year and sent them to Hong Kong to be forwarded to various countries, which are still unclear. Of course, this caused unrest, especially for countries that are working on obtaining vaccine made in China. In fact, the Chinese authorities could anticipate this fraudulent practice. The world's need for vaccine is indeed very large, so that the profits from its mass productions are not small. No wonder there are irresponsible parties who are tempted to take advantage of this situation. In order for adulterations that is detrimental to vaccine users not to occur, there should be layered safeguards in place. After this counterfeiting operation began to unfold at the end of last year, the Chinese government began to take action against it. Dozens of people have reportedly been investigated and taken action against this. Naturally, countries that have ordered vaccine from China ask for clarity and assurance that what is sent to them is the original one. Meanwhile, in another place, precisely in the state of Nuevo León, Mexico, 6 people have been detained for producing fake COVID-19 vaccine. This news was conveyed by the Mexican Ministry of Security and Civil Protection, which asked citizens to be aware of the circulation of counterfeit vaccine and only receive vaccine at state health centers and authorized hospitals. It is ironic that in a pandemic condition involving the lives and lives of many people, there are still those who want to cheat for profit. In Indonesia, to prevent the circulation of fake corona vaccine, the Food and Drug Administration, BPOM, has a strict circulation monitoring mechanism, including online. The fact that the Indonesian government is distributing the vaccine free of charge to all citizens makes it useless to fake it. BPOM is also working with the Ministry of Communication and Informatics and a number of marketplaces in Indonesia to oversee the vaccine distribution, including in e-commerce, just in case somebody is trying to sell it online. Vaccine user countries must be vigilant and carry out cross-checks so as not to use fake vaccine. However, producing countries should be more careful in carrying out layered supervision. Vaccine counterfeiters must be severely punished until a deterrent effect occurs and users' trust restored. That was commentary. First event is that on February 19, 1948, the Southeast Asian Youth Conference began. The Conference of Youth and Students of Southeast Asia Fighting for Freedom and Independence, or the Southeast Asian Youth Conference, was held in Calcutta, India, on February 19 until 23, 1948. This conference was held by the World Federation of Democratic Youth and International Union of Students. This conference was claimed as the starting point of a series of armed communist rebellions in Asia. On February 19, 1960, the Chinese T-7 research rocket prototype was launched. T-7 is China's first sounding rocket launch into orbit. The T-7 prototype was launched for the first time on February 19, 1960, while the rocket was launched on September 13, 1960. T-7 carried 25 kilograms load up to the 58 kilometers height. T-7 is 8 meters long, weighed 1,138 kilos and 45 centimeters diameters wide. This rocket was designed to measure and for scientific experiment during the suborbital flight. Our last event was on February 19, 1986. Akarai Patu massacres occurred. During the Akarai Patu massacre, some 80 Tamil workers were allegedly murdered by Sri Lankan soldiers. Their bodies were burned in eastern province of Sri Lanka. This incident was revealed several days later after the community leader visited the remote location next to Akarai Patu where the agriculture workers were shot. That was Today in History.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari semua orang inginkan teduh hujan hujan wanita itu dengarkan lagu yang
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi welcomed the improvement of Indonesia-Hungary economic cooperation through participation of a Hungarian company in the highway payment system projects in Indonesia. During a joint press statement after a bilateral meeting with her Hungarian counterpart, Minister Peter Szijjártó in Jakarta on Tuesday, remarked that this cooperation is a successful history of Hungarian company participation in an Indonesian infrastructure project. Hungarian company Rotex Ltd. has won the tender in the multi-lane free flow MLFF project. This company will operate for 10 years in the framework of connections. The project, worth $345 million, uses 70% Hungarian technology and experts will be ready operational in 2023 in a freeway networks in Indonesia. Minister Peter Szijjártó said that the MLFF has long been used in Hungary, so it is expected that Indonesians can also avoid long queues at gateways after the system is operational. He also explained that the system is digital-based and will operate in all highways in Indonesia that currently is 2,300 kilometers long. However, based on the development plan, the highway network can expand up to 4,800 kilometers. For the funding for the MLFF and some other projects, both foreign ministers have signed a letter of intent to form Indonesia-Hungary Investment Fund. Through $500 million funding, Minister Szijjártó believe that the agreement can be a framework for both countries' future economic cooperation. Meanwhile, Minister Retno Marsudi expects that the agreement will pave the way to enhance Hungary participations in other projects such as digital infrastructure, water treatment installation, and public works in Indonesia.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
It is an assimilation between Betawinese culture and Chinese elements. Chokek dance has existed since the early of 20th century. The word chokek actually comes from the Chinese language, namely chukin, which means a saw about 1 meter long, used by female dancers to get their partners. There are also people who define chokek as a singer who is also a dancer. And usually a chokek is called to enliven a celebration or feast. Besides enlivening the party atmosphere with singing and dancing, the chokek also helped the guests at the banquet, such as pouring drinks, adding rice or side dishes with a flexible, polite attitude. In the next development, the chokek is defined as a social dance accompanied by the Gambang Kromong Orchestra with female dancers called Wayang Chokek. The guests are given the opportunity to dance together with the chokek. The specialty of chokek dance is seen in the body movement of the dancers that move slowly, so it is easy to follow it. The dance begins with a long formation, where one dancer is next to each other. Afterwards, the feet of dancers are moved back and forth, followed by shoulders-high stretches of the hands. The stretch of the hand is adjusted to the movement of the feet that move back and forth. Then, this movement is followed with a request to the audience to join the dance. The request to the audience is carried out by wrapping the scarves around the neck. The dancers pull him forward. The process of dancing together is carried out close to the dancer and the audience, but they do not touch each other. At the beginning of its existence, chokek dance was played by 3 female dancers. Now, the chokek dance performance is often played by 5 too many female dancers, and some men as musicians who partly accompany the female dancers. The clothes worn by the chokek dancers are in the form of brackets and trousers made of a kind of silk material. At the bottom end of the pants are usually decorated with a matching cloth. A long shawl is tied around the waist with both ends hanging down. The dancer's hair is neatly combed back. There are also dancers that are braided and then bun with a shape that is not too big. Then it is decorated with a bun. Besides, it is also decorated with braided or knitted wool yarn. According to the local term, it is called the Burung Hong, a kind of phoenix bird, which is believed to be a bird of good luck. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Sekian lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Lihatku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani. Terlalu lama sendiri tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Akulah dermaga hati yang kamu cari. Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Padaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahat, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku. Ku kan setia menemani, akulah yang kau cari. Oh, akulah yang kau cari.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, the Papeda Eating Festival in Putri in Abar Village will still be held this year. The festival is planned to be held from September 28 to 30, 2021. Head of the Titian Hidup Kampung Abar Putri workshop, Naftali Valley, said the festival is about to be held in Abar Village, Ebung Fau District, Jayapura Regency, Papua. Naftali also explains that in a series of festivals, an exhibition of the handicraft of women who craft putri will be held. Then there will be an event to eat papeda in a putri in traditional para-para or houses. This year's festival is different because the putri exhibition stands are it's made by a putri craftsman in front of his house. This is done so that visitors do not get crowded in one place. Later, Istan will be contested by the committee with the criteria that the material is made from the best sago palm, both the roof and the walls of the stand. Each stand will also display products from the sago plant, whether sago worm or sago mushrooms. Apart from that, organic vegetable grown by the Abar community will also be provided. This year's papeda eating in Putri Festival in Abar Village is different from the previous year. In this year's festival, the committee provides a special stand for visitors who want to practice making traditional putri from clay. At the festival, a superior product will also be displayed, namely charcoal briquettes from sago pulp. An archaeologist of the Papua Archaeology Center, Hari Suroto, admitted that Abar Village is the only village in Papua where people still make traditional pottery. This tradition needs to be preserved through the Papeda Eating Festival in Putri. Papeda and putri are two natural and healthy heritage products. The committee ensures that there will be a special health protocol officers who will check and remind visitors to always follow health protocols amid the COVID-19 pandemic by keeping distance, always washing hands, and wearing a mask. That was Miss Selene.
Would you be my forever? I
are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I am going to present a regional song from South Kalimantan entitled Baras Kuning. The song Baras Kuning expresses joy and happiness when meeting new relatives from various circles. This song also tells the story of a woman who is anxious about waiting for her idol to wander back to her hometown. Composed by Rasni Andino, the Banjar song, which is popular among young people, has been rearranged in electronic music and combined with a typical Kalimantan guitar named Sape. The song was published through the Pandas Music YouTube channel in 2019. Here is Pandas featuring Tommy Kagananan, Anis Cahayani, Alin, Moy, and Iim with a song entitled Baras Kuning.
Sakira, diri ulun barista.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senja selalu sempurna, seperti kisahku dan dia. Saling menatap tapi jarang, dia membisu
of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.